Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Jordan and Jake.
I feel good. I'm excited, ready to go.
The home stops. He throws it across field. Guess who? Jordan Groves.
Here are your Panther Hall of Honor members, Jordan Groves and Jake DeLome.
Well, Jake, anything on your mind about this week with the Carolina Panthers?
Well, it's a division game, Jordan.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. All right. I like it. Okay. Let's do it.
Yeah. It's a division game, and we get to go to Tampa. And, you know, there's nothing like playing division games. So that's pretty much what's on my mind right now.
All right. Are we going right to Tampa, or are we going to talk about the elephant in the room? Jake, what are we doing?
No, we're gonna address the elephant in the room, Jordan. There's no use kind of trying to hide behind it or not talk about it or skirt around the issue. Let's ride at it. Let's go.
Okay, so for any Panther fan that happens to follow our podcast closely yet does not track Panther news, and some of those exist because a lot of them are my buddies in Idaho, the Carolina Panthers have parted ways with Coach Frank Reich into his first season. And now Chris Tabor is the interim head coach, special teams coordinator, now interim head coach. There's been some other movement. Deuce Staley was let go, running backs coach, and Josh McCown, quarterbacks coach, was let go. Now Parks Frazier is going to be the QB coach. Thomas Brown is going to be the OC play caller. Jim Caldwell is going to be in a supportive role with that. So that's the news, Jake. Go ahead and give me the Jake DeLome assessment of where things stand and where we see this deal.
Look, very simple, Jordan. We're going to address it. The NFL is tough duty, man. It's tough business. It's hard. There's 32 jobs like this in the whole world. And so it's, you know, you have high reward, and I don't want to say high risk, but it's a big job. And Mr. Tepper wasn't happy with the product that he was seeing on the field. I mean, that's kind of in essence what it boiled down to. And yeah, certainly it's, you don't see it often, with the coach in their first year, but it's not like it's unprecedented. It's happened before and fairly recently, to be quite honest. We're watching it happen in Jacksonville. You know, I think this was a different situation, to be quite honest. That seemed like a very toxic situation in Jacksonville, whereas this was just one of those deals where there wasn't, you know, enough progress, according to Mr. Tepper, on the field, and he wanted to make a change. And so that's always hard, man. Frank, you know, longtime NFL coach, extremely well liked, and David did say that, you know, hey, Frank's a great guy, and in Frank's article that I read, he said the same thing about Tepper. It's one of those deals. It's business sometimes, and that's just where we're at, you know. And then parting with Deuce Staley, a longtime NFL player and running back coach, and then Josh McCown, ex teammate of you and I's, and who was the quarterback coach. So it's a you know, this is Josh's first coaching, really and truly first coaching job in the NFL. But that's just the way it is, man. It happens. It sucks. It's hard. But you know what? Life goes on, and you got to keep going on. And that's where we're at in Carolina. And the players got to go back to work. I mean, it's you got to go back to work. Chris Tabor was named the interim head coach. And if you ever come across Tabes, he's a high energy guy. You can tell he's very well thought out, very measured, I guess you could say. And being a special teams coach, you touch every facet of the team. You touch the offensive lineman on field goal and PAT. You touch the defensive lineman on PAT block, field goal block. You touch the secondary. You touch everybody. You even touch the quarterbacks if your quarterbacks are backup holders. So I'm sure he has a pretty good pulse of the team, and certainly there'll be some changes, and we'll see what happens.
Okay, so everything you said is correct, and I have no qualms with any of that stuff. I'd like to talk a little bit about just the 2 years in a row you've got an interim head coach to finish the season. Okay, so there's the backlash from this, and then with Mr. Tepper's press conference that a lot of the media was frustrated with, there wasn't more disclosure, more questions able to be answered. Ultimately, it's his team and his organization to make the decisions on. Just what do you think about, you know, the mindset, Jake? We talked about this a year ago, but like not letting Frank and that staff stay throughout the whole season. It obviously, you know, it's just, I mean, it's rinse and repeat from last year. So it gives us a head start on the coaching search and all of that research that can be done. But as a fan, right? So there's got to be a plan to what's happening here. David Tepper made his money by obviously trusting his gut and doing what he thought was right, and in that hedge fund world. But it's you just fear, Jake, that this is going to be like a cycle that we're going to get stuck in for years after years, Jake. So what do we do? We brought in an all-star staff this year. Do you think there's a head coach on staff? I know you and I are just speculating on all this. Do you think there's a head coach on staff? Do we think they're going to go out and search again? Now there's like 2 years in a row. What candidates can we attract coming in? Like, where do we go from here, Jake, as far as the organization? And I know there's more season this year, but what do you see happening?
Well, Jordan, you would have to think, and listen, I'm not privy to any information or anything. And you'd have to think it would probably, you would lean towards an offensive type of coach because of Bryce, the first overall pick that we gave up a lot to get. And that's the big thing. Bryce, we got to do, in my opinion, we got to protect him a little better. We need to get maybe some few more pieces around him. It's very simple. And so I'm assuming an offensive coach would probably be toward the top of the list. You'd have to think that. I mean, that's just kind of, that's easy. Now, does a defensive coach emerge? Does, you know, Tep interview a few different people and he's blown away by one? I can't answer that. You know, does EJ have a shot? You know, our defense has really played some good football this year. We're holding teams down and we've had significant amount of injuries. And, you know, so does EJ have a shot? And I had someone ask me about that. And I said, well, maybe EJ. And then the question was, well, why wouldn't he name the interim head coach? And I said, I can't answer that. I don't know the inner workings. I don't know what happened in the background, but you know, if you want to put your stamp on something and maybe you want to finish out the season playing some solid football on defense, and there would be too many other things you'd have to maybe take your focus away if you'd have to become the head coach. But I can't answer that. So, listen, Jordan, it's a last year I think you saw with the Matt Rhule situation, you just kind of felt that was coming. Going into the season, there was some expectation. I thought the roster was a lot better last year, in my opinion. And it didn't start out well. It was 1-5 and things weren't looking up. And so Matt gets let go and Steve Wilks comes in and we kind of change our approach a little more offensively. We run the football, become more of a power running football team. And we started to do a whole lot better and finish the season, I think 6-6 with under Wilks leadership. And so this year, kind of the same thing. What was going to happen? Were we going to see progress? Were we going to see growth? And I'm not so sure we saw a ton of it. I think we saw some flashes of some decent things, but it wasn't enough. And I know for somebody, an outsider kind of looking at it, I'd like to see us, you know, be a little power running football team. Kind of let's try to get after them a little bit. You know, Icky's having somewhat of a rough year compared to last year, but you know, we're doing different things offensively. We're in the shotgun the majority of the time. I'd like to see us go under center more. I'd like to see us run some more power type of football schemes and things like that, to where a defensive end is not pinning his ears back and Icky knows that, my gosh, they're coming after me right away. You know, they're rushing up the field where we can do a double team on these defensive ends and things like that. So listen, there's a lot of questions to be answered. We have a whole nother month and a little bit more left of this season. And we don't know which way it'll go. And you can't start interviewing coaches till even later now. I want to say it's close to like the 20th or 22nd of January. They pushed it back. So we're going to have some time to digest. And my big thing is I just would like to see if we can kind of protect Bryce a little bit more for the rest of the season and maybe just do a little bit more offensively, because our defense has done a pretty damn good job of kind of holding teams down. But let's see if we can kind of, you know, get some wins kind of from here on out. Where, in my opinion, we're not facing the most difficult schedule toward the end of the year. I just think when you look at it, Jacksonville, in my mind, is head and shoulders above anybody else that we're going to play. So, you know, and it's three division games or four division games, I believe, that we have to play out of the last six. So let's see if we can get some improvement.
Isn't it interesting, Jake, that normally at this time of year, if this was happening, it would be all about the talk would be let's tank. You know, like, you and I have talked about it last year. Do we tank? Do we try to get the best pick we can? The situation we're in with no draft picks, that's not even something to be discussed. So, yeah, I think if we can get some wins, obviously. Last year, you know, Steve Wilks did a great job. The team ended up getting hot there at the end and finished strong. And a repeat of that would be good. But it's tough, Jake, just being honest. It's tough, like, as a fan, to have 2 years in a row of this, and there could be, you know, anger surrounding that there's been another coaching change. But you could also say, well, hey, at least, you know, we're not happy to be David Tepper isn't happy to just go with what, you know, what's okay. It's obviously not something that he's afraid to do, is pull the trigger and move on. We got to get it right at some point, though. That's definitely right. You know, I went through a 2-14 season, Jake, back in 2010. And John Fox was the head coach, and he didn't get fired. He made through the whole season, but we knew with a couple games to go that he was out. Just, you know, the rumblings and even talking to him in private, just he knew that there was going to be a change and end up going with Ron Rivera the year after. But Jake, that was a tough season, man. And especially as an O lineman, when you're losing games and you're behind all the time, you're having to pass the ball more, you're struggling on offense. Like, it is no easy task. And so let's just hope that this change, and with Thomas Brown, who knows what that relationship was like. Maybe Thomas Brown now is kind of exhaling a little bit, or maybe I don't know. I haven't spoken to the man about it, but you would think that they try to change some things up a little bit. Now, how's this going to affect Bryce? That's the thing I want to ask you about, Jake, is, you know, as a young quarterback, to have this change again, a new QB coach with Parks Frazier, like, what do you think is going through our QB's head?
Well, I wish I could tell you, but I was never the first overall pick, and I was never a rookie quarterback playing. My experience is not in that world. But the one thing that I think we have seen with Bryce is that he's pretty even keeled. This kid knows what to do, how to do it. The spotlight's not too big for him. And I guess with Parks has been in the room most of the year with him. Now, Jim Caldwell, it sounds like, is going to have maybe more of a guiding or helping hand. I'm anxious to see what we do offensively. I'm anxious to see if Thomas, you know, he comes from the family of the Rams and McVay. So I'm anxious to see if there's some more jet sweeps under center, more movement, boots, nakeds, things of that nature, get Bryce out on the move. That's what I'm anxious to see, if we do some different things like that to help us offensively, because we're trying to find our way. There's just no other way around it. And listen, I get it. Like, the fans, I'm sure they're frustrated. Yes, we're all frustrated. We want to see the Panthers succeed. But, you know, maybe I'm just hoping out this silver lining, this glimmer of hope that, man, this next coach, whoever it may be, he was the start of something big, a start of this run. And I'm hopeful in about 3 or 4 years from now, we can say, man, gosh, I'm glad we did this. I'm glad this happened. We ripped the Band-Aid off, so to speak, and till we got it right. I'm hopeful, Jordan, and I think that's what you kind of have to be.
Well, let's talk about Tampa Bay, because that is the game this week. Flexed, Jake. He got flexed a week or two ago to 405. And I don't know if the league was anticipating there was going to be a head coaching change. That'd be big news to talk about. But for some reason, it was flexed to 405. Bucking, you said, you know, a favorable schedule to end up the season here. What are you looking at in the matchup with Tampa Bay?
Well, one division. That's how I look at it. Division game. I think we know each other pretty well, and maybe we have an advantage that we're going to do some different things. I can promise you that. I mean, that's inevitable. We'll be different offensively. What will it be? I don't know, but there'll be some different things. Tampa, they're battling injuries. They're battling a ton of injuries, and you used to kind of a lot of the mainstays in Tampa, solid defense, and certainly Tom Brady was there. We know about the receivers they have and Godwin and Mike Evans. And but, you know, Baker Mayfield, we had him for most of the year, well, for the majority of the year last year. And yes, I don't know if you look at it at a revenge game for Baker. It seems like he wasn't here long enough. And Baker was well liked here. And, you know, came in, and then the Matt Rhule situation, we're 1-5. He had to sit down a little bit, and then he came back and was able to help win a game, and everybody loved Baker. And so, you know, he gets moved on and goes to the Rams, and now in Tampa, and started out the year hot, and now the, you know, they're struggling a little bit, and they're still playing hard. So, you know, it's they're still fighting for it in that division, because the division is down with the Saints and Atlanta. So Tampa's going to be one. Watching them last night, I watched the Colts game a good amount last night from last week, and Tampa just they would have issues. They'd get in the red zone, they couldn't punch it in, and some turnovers kind of bit them a little bit, and they just couldn't get to it. You know, they just couldn't get going. But they played San Fran 2 weeks ago, and San Fran beat them, but same thing. They moved the ball well. It's just they couldn't punch it in the red area. So it's a team that's certainly not devoid of talent. I can guarantee you that. I'm anxious to see what the injury report will look like defensively for them. But, you know, we'll have a tough task. But I'm anxious to see if we do some things differently on offense and see if maybe we can kind of hang our hat on the run game a little bit.
All right. Well, the thing I will check, you're calling this game, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just make sure when the Buccaneers score, you don't get scared by the cannons erupting from the Captain Fear's pirate ship, Jake, which I called the game 2 years ago, and it'll catch you if you're not ready.
I get it, Jordan, but I'm not being whatever. I feel pretty confident that I'll be good with the cannon, because being at the Saints before I came to Tampa, before I went to Carolina, they scored 50 on us one Sunday afternoon.
Ooh.
And yeah, and I'll never forget, we're kneeling down, Aaron Brooks and I, and we're watching the game. They score on us. And sure enough, I looked and no cannon. And Aaron Brooks looked at me and he goes, "That's unbelievable. They ran out of cannons to fire that many points." So I think I've gotten so used to it. And but you know what? Hopefully we won't hear it, Jordan. How about that? Hopefully we will not hear it this weekend.
Well, they do it when they announce starting lineup, I think. So you're probably going to hear it. Some exciting news, Jake, that I would love to share. Two of our Panther friends that we just saw a couple weeks ago are in the 25 modern era players for the semifinalists for the Hall of Fame class of 2024. That would be Steve Smith and Julius Peppers. Okay. So obviously we're rooting for him like crazy, but I did a little research on this, Jake, about Steve and Pep. Pro Football Reference, which is some random website, has a Pro Football Hall of Fame monitor. Jake, have you checked this out?
I have not.
So you can click on by position, and it's got some algorithm that'll tell you where players rank in their Hall of Fame lineup. And this is old players, current players, guys already in the Hall of Fame, and everything. So I did some looking here. So I went to defensive ends, Hall of Fame monitor leaders. Okay. Julius Peppers on the all-time list is number one, Reggie White. Number two, Bruce Smith. Number three, J.J. Watt. Four, Jack Youngblood. Five, Deacon Jones. Six, Michael Strahan. Seven, Willie Davis. Eight, Julius Peppers. So nice. Do you think his J.J. Watt's not even eligible yet? I can't see how Pep doesn't get in first ballot. Do you?
Yeah, Jordan, I'm like you. I just think, you know, second overall pick, had those great years early in Carolina, goes to Chicago, huge market. You know, more eyes are on him, goes to Green Bay, not a big market, but a very popular team, certainly with Aaron Rodgers, eyes on him, back to Carolina, the whole, you know, the reunion tour back when you have Cam Newton and Luke and Thomas and Greg and a whole lot more eyes on. I think Julius is in. I feel confident in saying that. I do.
Well, 9 Pro Bowls, 3 times first team All-Pro. 13 times player of the week. I mean, and just talk about impactful, like Pep. I know we already talked a lot about him, but I just think the other guys on that list other defense. I know they don't take like a position every year. But you got Jared Allen, great dude, great player. He's better. Pep's better than him. You've got Dwight Freeney. Pep's above him. You have Robert Mathis. Obviously, Pep's higher than that. D tackle Vince Wilfork. But I mean, that's the guy you put in, right? Out of that group.
Yeah, seems Jordan, like it to me. I think that, you know, and I know you're going to hit Steve, and this is the issue with Steve. There's a little cluster of receivers that are kind of sitting there, and I think that's they're going to kind of pull from each other.
Would you like me to run down the Hall of Fame monitor on that?
Yeah, I would like for you to, but I'm starting to get pissed.
According to Hall of Fame Monitor that are eligible right now, that are in the top 25, that are ahead of Steve, supposedly, Reggie Wayne and Torrey Holt, and then Steve Smith. Now, Jake, you know I love you, and I wouldn't trade you for the world, but I would argue that Reggie Wayne and Torrey Holt had more consistent quarterback play throughout the entirety of their careers than Steve Smith did.
Well, the guys that threw them were Hall of Famers. Of course they
did. That's what I'm saying, man. And the numbers that Steve put up with Hodge, you know, you were the only consistent in his career. Outside of you, there was just a bunch of different dudes and a bunch of different coordinators. And to be where he's at, they have Steve ranked all-time in the career list at – oh, shoot, I'm trying to find it here. He's like 18, I think, something like that. But do you think he'll get in ahead of those guys, Jake? What do you think?
Jordan, I don't know, man. I've had long talks with some people about this, with sports writers who actually have had votes. And, you know, everyone says the same thing. Listen, he'll get in. It's just there's a few of them there. And I'm like, yeah, well, I'm sorry. I don't agree with that. I just think his body of work and – I've always believed, Jordan, and I'm bullheaded on this. When you have to game plan for someone every time you play them for 7 years or more, let's say 8 or more, every time you play them, that's the number one person you have to game plan around. That's a Hall of Famer, man. I'm sorry. Every time we lined up, it was, how do you stop number 89? That's what the first thing that's said in the defensive coordinator's room when they're meeting on Monday afternoon to start to get ready to play the Carolina Panthers that Sunday. How do we limit or try to stop? You're not going to stop him. How do we limit number 89?
Well, I would not disagree with you in any capacity, Jake. So, like I'm going to end on that note that we've got two guys that are in contention for the Hall of Fame. That's some good Panther news. Jake, I think a win down in Tampa would just do a lot to – I'm glad we're out of town, too. I'll just be honest with you. If it was a home game, that would just be a unique vibe and situation, right? So it's good that we got a road game coming up this week. So I hope you get some sun down there. I hope that you don't hear a lot of cannons getting erupted. And good luck to Coach Tabor and the whole staff, man. Just a the grown man's job this week in a unique situation, to say the least. But, you know, go Panthers, man.
There's no doubt. Looking forward to it and anxious to see, you know, how this team's going to go out and play, and anxious to see offensively. That's the big thing for me. Like, will we do some different things offensively? That's what I'm going to be very anxious to see.
All right. Well, good luck, buddy. Have fun down there. I'll talk to you next week. Oh, hey.
Thank you.
While you're on the flight, hold on. Cardiac episode 9. Coming out Friday, nine of 10, conference championship game, and the Hope Stout story, which I embarrassingly enough, I kind of hadn't thought about in a long time. Just another unique wrinkle and awesome part of that season. So hopefully everybody can tune into that.
Yeah, that's awesome. That was such a special time. And it's funny. It's not funny, but the book, The Season of Hope, we still have that on, we have it like in the living room of the house on the table, The Season of Hope. Yeah, so that's always near and dear.
There you go. All right. Be good, Jake. Thanks, man.
Take care.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.